720 WGN, Chicago's afternoon news. John Hanson here until 7 o'clock. You know, we've been talking about this outbreak of Omicron across the area and so many different businesses being impacted. Of course, it's having an impact on parents and kids as well. But the story's been a little bit quieter because we still have a week to go till school comes back for the most part across the area. But that is going to be a big story when it comes. And we're already starting to hear some rumbling from CPS parents who have been told that they should have their kid tested before they come back on January 3rd. Problem is, a lot of people can't find tests right now. Here to talk about that and plenty of other things is the VP of the CTU, Stacy Davis-Gates. Stacy, thanks for hopping on with us here tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Is this a big problem?
I think that there are a multitude of challenges that we're facing right now. You know, I listened to the governor's press conference today and was struck by the instruction that we got to take a deep breath when the data comes out, because the numbers are going to be eye popping with respect to what COVID has done since the holiday, since, you know, things kind of got shut down over the holidays. That being said, we still have New Year's. So this whole concept that we have contingencies, that there is a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, it's something that is alarming to us and, you know, gives us a decent amount of anxiety.
Should kids be back in school on January 3rd, or should they be remote for a bit?
You know what I think? I think that we should be able to create space to evaluate that. And right now we have no measure to evaluate it. You know, last February, when we went back into our school communities, we had a metric that clarified, you know, safety safe or unsafe within our school communities with respect to COVID. You know, the mayor so far has refused to put one in place. Juxtaposed to that, this time is also going to be even different. Even with a fully vaccinated individual who is boosted, this virus is contagious. So our worry has been staffing, and staffing has already been a challenge. And we foresee even a tougher challenge. Look at what's happening with the airlines right now. So this whole concept that you can just flip the switch on January 3rd and everything works out is deeply problematic. Staffing was a challenge and will be exacerbated. We don't have the pool of substitute teachers that we once had. And how do you define safety with respect to the number of workers in the building? So if, you know, we're missing 30% of the staff or 50% of the staff, because those numbers could potentially be something that we'll be looking at on January 3rd. I know that Park Manor Elementary School on the south side had a crisis right before a holiday break.
Yeah, like 70% of their kids were in quarantine.
Exactly. And so tomorrow, now that educators are out of quarantine, they're going to be hosting families to get them signed up for testing, to encourage the vaccinations. They're calling through family lists. They're going to be available on site at the school. So, again, they're not working this week, and they're working this week with zero leadership from our mayor, her folks down at CPS. These are people who took it upon themselves to take care of themselves because they didn't see a cavalry coming down the road.
What about, so I understand, you know, go to virtual learning. I know CPS purchased a bunch of extra laptops with the thought of distributing them in case it has to go that way. I know a lot of people, and I know teachers too, do not love doing that. It is not easy. It is hard work still for teachers, probably more so to do it virtually. What about taking a two-week break and just going into summer a little bit longer instead, like we see from sports leagues?
Look, all of that is reasonable to discuss and to conclude. The problem is that I don't have you at the other side of the table to offer that up and talk through it.
But would the teachers union be open to that instead of going to virtual learning, going to nothing, and then just delaying the end of the year a little bit?
We would be open to having a lot of different conversations about what works, and beginning with what makes a building unsafe. Look, Chicago Public Schools received almost $3 billion to make it safer for COVID during, we're in a pandemic and going back to school, ventilation upgrades, right? Some of the air purifiers that were purchased don't even have filters at the building level right now. The staffing issues have been exacerbated with our custodial staff. So the very fundamentals of what worked with the reopening last February are not in place now because our leadership in the city has refused to sit at a table and pass ideas back and forth. There are some things that they know, and there are some things that we know. There are some things that we've done together that work, that have not been re-upped by the district. There are some things that need to be re-upped by the district in this moment, and they have refused to come to the table. Simply sending me, because, you know, my three children are in the Chicago Public Schools, and I've gotten multiple text messages and multiple robocalls about getting my kids tested. I did something like most teachers do. I stockpiled
at-home tests, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we have some at home, so I'm not in a frenzy about it. But every kid should have left school last week with tests and backpacks.
Yeah.
There should be drop-off spots at the schools. And here's the reframe quickly. The reframe for us is this. We got to get everyone, we got to get as many people vaccinated and boosted as possible. And we also have to set up like widespread testing and anchor these things at the school level. Like the rubber has like melted into the road at this point.
I'm running out of time. I just want to ask you one more question. You mentioned vaccine and boosted. Should all teachers have to comply with the vaccine and booster mandate now that we know the statistics of Omicron?
Listen, we have been on the soapbox since day one about this. If you remember last February when we were going back and forth about reopening, we said, put us in line for the vaccine. This is what makes us safer. And we still have that same stance. And, you know, we deeply encourage everyone who can be vaccinated to be vaccinated.
And boosted?
Yes, absolutely. Should, I'm sorry,
but,
I forgot.
No, name. You're good. I just wanted to make sure. But there's no mandate in place for the teachers.
Honestly, well, it hasn't been enforced.
Right. Yeah, right. It city employees, enforced. Yes.
Right. So it hasn't been enforced, is my understanding of it. We didn't fight it. Like, you didn't see us out here. We were fighting for vaccine to be available, even to every member of the school community, not just to our students. These things should be stood up at schools because schools are the anchors in the communities. They are accessible to people in the communities. We need to start looking at what was done with the polio vaccine way back when and making sure that it is accessible and anchored in the places that need it the most.
And where people know where they go all the time. All right, Stacey Davis-Gates, I really appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.